In the Know for Wednesday, January 24, the 24th day of 2018. There are 341 days left in the year. Good morning, MP, guiding you through In the Know at K105. AM 870 The Moose, live online at K105.com. Hashtag In the Know. Coming up today, we'll update you on some of the latest news headlines. Of course, an outpouring of emotion for the folks of Marshall County today following yesterday's shooting. A big fire in Millwood late last night that you may have felt if you live in the city of Litchfield. Plus, we'll get into some other things. That and a whole lot more coming up today here on In the Know. Settling into my left, rolling Mach 9 with her hair on fire. She's my beautiful wife. The beautiful girl. It's Beach. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good.
You're kind of a random acts of kindness person. You know, you see people out that maybe need help or need assistance. You're always willing to help. Yes?
Yeah.
Which helps them, but it also helps you.
It does.
If you, the new study says that if you commit 5 random acts of kindness a week, your happiness gets boosted by 42%.
I can see that.
You buy that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes other people feel good, makes you feel good. She's the pride of Pumpkin Center, the heiress to the great Mini Burger fortune. She's Vera Wang's arch nemesis and the professional bargain hunter's woman of the year. She's Misty Embry Thomas.
Hey.
How's Misty?
I'm great. How are you?
Not too bad. We've made it to successfully to midweek.
It's Wednesday.
And it feels like winter again. We got a little bit of a break on Monday. So at least we don't have as much snow as we had this time last week. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, before I forget, you missed an amazing episode of This Is Us last night.
Yes. No, I didn't, because I have a friend who told all on Facebook.
Oh, no.
I know that it was a janky crock pot. I have no idea who these people are. Kevin and
you should unfriend that person.
Yes.
For spoiling it for you.
Well, I feel all caught up, so let's chat.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't tell. Well, for those of yeah. Well, they spoiled it for you, and now you've spoiled it for anyone else.
yeah.
You get it the 6-second delay.
That's just bad.
I couldn't tell. The episode was really good.
Yes.
But I also think for those of us here in the Commonwealth, we were probably a little emotionally raw.
Sure.
Yesterday, after the day we went through, because at the end of it, it was just, you know, not all was revealed, but a lot was revealed. Okay. And then they used it as an opportunity to establish more intrigue and more mystery while revealing certain aspects that we've all been sort of clamoring for. But at the end, I just sort of thought, If I had watched this episode on a different day, would I feel the same that I feel today? I know I would have been moved, but after watching yesterday, at one point in time, I had 3 different screens watching 3 different forms of coverage out of Marshall County.
Yeah.
You know, I had my computer screen, I had my television, and then I had my iPad, and I had was like 3 different sources. And so it was, I think everyone was trying to be patient. They had scheduled a noon news conference, which was delayed pending the arrival of various people, including the governor. I don't know that it's the governor that held up the time, but it ended up being about 12:25 or 12:30 when we started getting some information. And here's kind of what we know at this point. And if you're probably in our audience this morning, you may know a lot of this already, but it's important, as we said yesterday, to speak in accuracies rather than the things that you might
here that happened, but it happened in Benton, down in Marshall County. Two students were killed. 14 other students suffered gunshot wounds, had a handful that were trampled. And I think a total of, the governor said a total of 19. I've heard 19, I've heard 17 through various injuries. KSB Commissioner Richard Sanders said the suspect, armed with a handgun, walked into the school at 7:57 yesterday morning and started shooting. The commissioner said the first 911 call was made 2 minutes later, and police arrived on the scene at 8:06. A 15-year-old male student was arrested by the Marshall County Sheriff's Office and will be charged with murder and attempted murder. And as we will probably speak going forward, is once that juvenile hearing is heard, then you will see this be, you will see this move into adult court. It's my understanding this person will be tried as an adult, but they have to go through the juvenile process first. And then more information on the identity will later be revealed. The two slain victims were 15-year-old Preston Ryan Cope and 15-year-old Bailey Nicole Holt, one male, one female. Holt died at the scene, and Cope passed away at Vandy at the med center there. Four other students, all males between the ages of 15 and 18, were airlifted to Vandy. Three of the victims were in stable condition as of last night, and critical but stable condition, and one victim was in stable condition, according to a state police statement at the time. Mm-hmm. Victims ranged in age from 14 to 18. 14 victims were male, six were female. Four other students were injured but were not shot in the incident. So there are some of the facts that are there, and more facts will continue to be shared. I saw a story this morning out of the Associated Press. Kristen Hall and Dylan Lovin collaborated on a story that you could search for. Students, the headline is this: students ran for their lives as shots erupted in high school. So what they did was, after students were released yesterday, these two AP reporters got together and went and talked with people who were in the Commons area there, mm-hmm. Where it began. A 16-year-old named Alexandria says no one screamed. She was recounting the moment that her high school became the site of the latest American mass shooting. She says it was almost completely silent as people just ran. The shooting happened in the school's busy atrium, which is a common area in the center of Marshall County High School, where several hallways meet and children gather before classes. So it was a busy intersection. You wonder in ways, I heard one report last evening that it was a single handgun fired until the weapon was out of ammunition and then just stopped and then tried to file in with the other students. And before an SRO, there was a school resource officer on site there. All this happened so quickly for 14 people to be shot, two people to be mortally wounded, emptying one handgun with, I believe, one magazine. It's just in such a busy intersection. It's intriguing to me to know how all of that happened, especially when, you know, they had just gone through this active shooter drill in November. The state police were just at this school then and did that. And the state police have also gone on to praise the members of the school, that everyone did what they were supposed to do.
Right.
When they found themselves in this situation, and we all pray we will never be in this situation.
Exactly.
But I guess it helps to have the training in this. Anyway, that story is online that you can see, and it kind of goes through, it's not exactly a timeline, but it takes the perspective of different students in different ways. It talks about the ones that ran, talks about the one girl who ran a mile away to McDonald's from the school is where she sought sanctuary. There's a business adjacent to the campus where 50 to 100 students sought sanctuary. And so it sort of puts you kind of in the area at the time that it all happened. And it's moving. And I'll tell you, I got emotional when the governor got emotional yesterday. Mm-hmm. I was doing pretty well with it and just trying to see what was going on. But the governor had a hard time as well. You know, it's obviously his, thank God, it's his first situation like this, as governor of Kentucky. You shared something that I told you I was monitoring different sources yesterday, and I was, and I think sometimes we get a little we in the news business maybe sometimes get partially desensitized because we unfortunately have to listen to the nonsense sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Oh, yes.
But you shared something from an individual that I had pulled up that I'm trying to get back to, a lady named Kinley McNamara.
Mm-hmm.
And this was important to me. It was nice to hear this. It was nice to hear this voice cry out in the sea of, you have people weighing in on this matter that have nothing to do with the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
Right.
Have nothing to do with Marshall County. They have nothing to do with Benton. They have an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're trying to muddy the waters, or they're trying to speak in half-truths, or they're speculating, or they're, and they're causing harm to this process, to the people who are actually trying, who have a vested interest and have a real care for the people of Marshall County that are there. So I don't know that I can share all of it, but I'm going to share. She says, I completed the dreaded mega practicum at Marshall County High School, and they welcomed me every single day with open arms. I fell in love with the administration, my supervising teacher, and all the faculty members and the students. I made the mistake a moment ago of reading the comments from around the United States regarding the tragedy that took place this morning so close to home, and I am disgusted. Actually, disgusted doesn't even come close to describing how I feel. I am sick. People are quick to throw in gun control, point out political affiliations, and be so cruel. To be honest, that's probably the number one problem. Compassion, during the utmost time of need, is covered by agendas. Only agendas. People just want to point out the facts. Fact, fact, fact. That's all I've seen. So here are the facts that matter today. Two families spoke to their child for the last time this morning. Those families will never get to see their babies graduate high school, graduate college, fall in love, have their own families, or whatever future they might have made because their future was taken. One family sat like the rest of us, waiting for some kind of sign saying that their child was okay, only to find out that he was the one responsible. The courts will decide his fate, but we can only imagine what kind of future that holds for a 15-year-old. 14 children know what a gunshot wound feels like. Let that sink in for a second. The others now know the horrendous sound of a gun firing in the halls of a school, and that sound alone is haunting. So we get busy talking about things that, the why, the how, the who, the et cetera, but not many of us know what it's like to be in that community.
Yeah.
Not many of us know what it's going to be like to have to go back into those hallways for the first time.
I can't imagine. And I won't share a whole lot, but Eli had two friends that he runs with for the Kentucky State team when they travel. And one was trampled, one was shot, and he stayed in close contact with them last night. And then a visiting pastor to our church Sunday lives across the school from Marshall County. So I was oddly closer to the event yesterday than I ever thought I would be. Eli, I heard him leave at about 10 after 8 this morning. He was late for school. I'm not for sure that he slept last night. But I don't even know that I have the right words for emotion right now. To see his face when he realized kids he had known had dealt with something that his generation has heard about, they've prepped for, but you really don't think it's ever going to be tangible to you.
Sure.
It's a weird, and that's the only thing I can call it right now, atmosphere at our house right now, because I don't know what to say to him. And I'm pretty wordy, and I'm pretty compassionate, and I'm pretty prayerful, and I usually have the right thing to say. And I can't do anything but stand in front of him and say, I don't know.
I spent a little time yesterday thinking, what if that were here? You know, what if that were here? What would we do? Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, thanking God that it wasn't here. But we have to be prepared that it could be. Sure. Unfortunately, we just never know when it's going to happen in this day and time. And I guess the worst part about it is, for a lot of people around the country, today's a normal day for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because these things are so, unfortunately, frequent enough that we're not shocked by them anymore. We're shocked here, being 150 miles away, being in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, knowing people personally, in your case. But if this is in Arizona, we think it's sad, and we see it on the news, and we think, well, that's tough for those folks. But it doesn't mean near as much when it's in your backyard. Right. So imagine when it's literally in your backyard. You know, it's difficult. So I don't know what the answer is. You know, you hear the answers, but today's not really a day about answers.
Mm-mm.
You know, we'll figure that out down the road, hopefully. Now, very close to home last night, about 11:45, the Litchfield, Caneyville, and Falls of Ruff fire departments responded to a massive fire at High Country Lumber in Millwood. The fire department sped to the scene at 2579 Kefauver Road. Several explosions in the building were felt in Litchfield. That's five miles away.
That's what I heard.
That is what you heard. Firefighters found the large structure fully engulfed in flames. Over 15 fire department vehicles were on scene. They battled the blaze from all sides for well over an hour. The building was a total loss. Litchfield Chief Tim Duval said the fire possibly originated with a welder or cutting torch. They cleared the scene by about 2:30.
Goodness.
This morning. A coroner says a Kentucky judge executive charged with using his position to solicit gifts and payments has died from a combination of causes. So we told you yesterday that Union County Coroner Stephen Schaus was talking and telling us that 45-year-old Joseph Jody Jenkins had died, and they were doing a preliminary autopsy. And the coroner says Jenkins died of pulmonary edema, an enlarged heart, and significant blockage of the coronary vessels. The preliminary causes came from the autopsy that were performed Monday in Louisville. He died at his home on Sunday. Maybe we told you about that day before yesterday. My days are sort of running together. A new legislation filed. We spent quite a bit of time yesterday on the Attorney General Beshear's filing suit against McKesson over the opioid epidemic. Representative Jeff Donahue has filed legislation to ban advertising for opiate drugs. Citing tobacco advertising bans as an example, State Representative Jeff Donahue has filed legislation that would bar pharmaceutical companies from promoting their opioid drugs in traditional media outlets. He says it's been nearly 50 years since the federal government first took cigarette advertising off the air, and that step, along with others like it, have made a profound difference in reducing tobacco usage in our country. Now, I don't know if the legislation has legs to it or not, but I do know that our society has changed a lot in the last 30 to 40 years in the sense that if you went to a physician 30 years ago, certainly, you were not proposing drugs to him.
Right.
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 You or her, you provided a set of symptoms to your physician. Mm-hmm. And then the physician said, I might recommend this product or that product. But because the pharmaceutical companies have made sure we know what the latest pill is that does this or does that, then we've become aware, but then we've become expectant. Well, I need you to prescribe me with this. So if this, again, we've talked about this drug abuse problem, it's going to require many actions.
Mm-hmm.
The old proverbial death by 1,000 cuts, right? We're going to have to make 1,000 cuts at this problem, and hopefully it'll be a fatal wound to this epidemic. So this won't by itself won't do anything, but it is part of an big approach to it. But then you say, well, where do you stop? You know, are we just going to ban all medication, you know, all pharmaceutical advertising? Do we not need to know what Propecia is anymore? Do we not need to know what Latuda is? Do we not, you know?
Yeah.
I certainly can't say, but anyway, that may or may not happen. Be something to follow in the legislature.
Well, you know, here's the other thing. I'm psychosomatic. So when they get on and they say, are you depressed? Do you feel like you can never sleep? I'm like, well, I am now.
I wasn't when this commercial started, but I am now. Thank you so much.
So how many people are calling? Say, you know, I think I've self-diagnosed myself.
Yeah.
And I need...
I need the Latuda.
Yep, me too.
If it will adjust my attitude, I need the Latuda. Kentucky snapped a two-game losing streak. One on the one at home last night, 78-65 against a bad Mississippi State team. It shouldn't have been as close as it was for as long as it was. And what else? Oh, yeah, the Cougars had a tough time on the road last night. A rare doubleheader between Grayson County and Breckinridge County. Grayson County normally has doubleheaders with Evanston County, Butler County, Whitesville, and then one of the Owensboro teams. But because of some scheduling issues, they moved next week's girls game to last night, paired it with the boys to make for a doubleheader, and it was ugly if you're on the Cougar side. The girls were without Hannah Saltzman last night. 51-27 was the final. And then the boys were actually ahead for a while, then got behind in the third quarter. The Brett County went on a 12-0 run to start to begin the third quarter. The varsity team members got benched. The JV came in for a while. Coach Johnston said, here, you all think about this for a while. They came back in and made it close, but 49-39 was the final score. So Brett County picks up two on Grayson County High School. So there, you're up to date. We're going to get to a break. Be back with more here on In the Know from K105 and AM 870 The Moose. Know is brought to you in part by Whoop-De-Doo Design on the square in Litchfield, ready for all your gift-giving needs, whether it's birthdays, anniversaries, or just because. And, of course, Valentine's Day is fastly approaching on the track, so if you want to go ahead and make arrangements early on for those roses or special things you need from Whoop-De-Doo, you can stop by on the square in Litchfield for Whoop-De-Doo Design, where they're celebrating Compliment Day. Say something nice to at least five people today.
Can I say it now? Like 55,000
in this blanket. Just like get it ready. Yeah,
you all look gorgeous today.
You all are stunning today. I think I got my five taken care of there all of a sudden. It is also Talk Like a Grizzled Prospector Day. And we have Talk Like a Pirate Day. We might as well get Grizzled Prospector in there. Concern it!
Trying to think of any cartoons. Weren't there cartoons?
Oh, yeah. I mean... A whole other year's done skedaddled right past, and we're celebrating this again.
Yeah.
You flea-bitten varmint. That's Grizzled Prospector talk. Close enough, at least. Are you on the HQ trivia train yet?
Mm-mm.
You've not heard a single thing about HQ trivia?
I have not.
Okay. Well,
everybody.
Your life's about to be changed.
Again, the decreases are on.
I can beat everybody. I don't think 1.1 million and adding a few more is going to make much of a problem.
Listen, I'm not a threat.
So HQ Trivia is a new app game. It's new to us. It's been going on for, it's become a,
Candy
I don't know
Crush.
If it's a global sensation, but it's approaching it. So it's an app you put on your phone and they play twice a day. It's about a 15-minute game and it's at 2 p.m. Central and it's at 8 p.m. Central.
Okay.
And you open the app and there's a host and there are 12 questions.
Okay.
He is really obnoxious.
The host is...
I thought you meant Mark. You mean the host.
Me too. The host by design is very campy and wordy, but you might like, there are elements of his shtick that I do like because he weaves in pop culture references as part of the questions.
Maybe I will.
And then he weaves in the answers to the questions when you'll see what I mean.
Okay.
So being in our business, I appreciate and admire the way that he goes about his craft.
Okay.
But I also can see where he's almost intentionally obnoxious because people sort of love to hate in that regard.
I do.
But you start out, you have 10 seconds to answer the question, and then if you win, you advance. And then if you are, if you get all 12 questions right, you get the prize money.
Okay.
Which is up to $2,500 right now. But you split it if it's, if, you know, say there's 100 people. Then you split the $2,500, but they play it twice a day. Now, it doesn't cost anything to play, and there's no advertising in it so far. So I'm having a hard time finding where the profit center is.
Have you made any money yet?
No, I've not. I've only played three times.
We're okay. Getting closer.
Yeah. So anyway, I saw a feature on CBS Sunday morning, CBS This Morning, yesterday about it. The host and the founder, co-founder, were on there. The co-founder's weird, like really weird. Huh. Some people say the game is a scam because there are some rules about getting your money because you have to get more than $20 and you have to get it within 30 days or something. You have to put anyway, but it's fun. Okay.
It is.
At the very least. And it doesn't cost anything to play.
Okay.
Which I'm figuring out, okay, where's the prize money coming from? They're building enough of an audience that at some point in time, they're going to be able to monetize that audience. Right. We know how that game works. So we played three times. We played two nights ago for the first time. I played the early game yesterday. Then we played last night. We paused what we were doing to play.
Okay.
Okay. Then you have those moments of pride. When would we go out on a question? Six.
Yeah, get
the questions get harder.
It's like, who 12. Wants to be a millionaire?
Exactly. Questions get harder the further you go. And then you see how many people get out on the other questions.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had finished the game. And within 5 minutes, I get a message from Taylor Greer Buckles that says, "Have you heard of HQ Trivia?" And I said, "We just finished playing." She said, "Me too." So I showed her the text and hit apple and tree. Right? The apple
doesn't
fall.
Exactly what I said.
Anyway, I think you'll like it if you try it. It's it's different. Some people have called it the future of television.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's true or not, but anyway. The Patriots are choosing to wear their road jerseys for Super Bowl 52. They're wearing the white jerseys, in case you're interested.
In the food.
Yes.
Finish the sentence, please.
We really don't care about your jerseys.
They have beefed up law enforcement and security at Minneapolis to make sure Tom Brady's jersey doesn't go missing again. Okay. It's happened the last two Super Bowls he was in. Had you heard that?
No. I think I have heard that.
Isn't it kind of silly? Peyton Manning may be getting the Monday Night Football job since John Gruden went to the Raiders. A-Rod is moving into the ESPN Sunday Night Baseball broadcast booth because Aaron Boone became the manager of the Yankees. So that opened that up. Here are the five most and least educated United States.
Oh, come on, Mississippi, beat us.
A good education often brings greater chances of employment as well as higher income potential. Wallet Hub has come up with a score. It's a scoring system, 1 out of 100, based upon other factors, quality of education, educational attainment of adults 25 and older. Here are the most educated with a score out of 100. Massachusetts is number one with an 82. Maryland is number two with a 76.5. Connecticut is 72, number three with 72. Vermont at 71 and Colorado at 70. Those are the five most educated states. Holding my breath.
Right?
The least educated states. Again, these scores are out of 100. At number five, with a score of 31, Alabama.
Okay.
At number four, with a score of 27, Arkansas.
Armpit.
Number three on the least educated states, with a score of 23, Louisiana.
Okay.
Number two, with a score of 22 of 100, West Virginia.
Come on,
Mountain Mama, take me home, country road.
Come on, Mississippi.
And the least educated state in the union, with a score of 21 out of 100, Mississippi. We're not in the bottom five.
We're fair to Midland, and we'll take it. Right?
Hey, well.
We're the middle child of the United States.
Okay, we're fair to Midland.
I'm good,
right?
I'll be the middle child of the United States.
New signs at all of our entrances to the state. Mm-hmm. You know, welcome to the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Matthew G. Bevin, governor. And then went in and put another sign. Top 45 and most educated.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know where we were.
Just said we're the middle child. Welcome to the middle child.
We didn't think we were going to get into the top 45, but we barely, we made it. Unmeltable ice cream.
No, I like it when it's kind of melty.
Okay. How about a reduced time of melting?
I sit and wait for it to get melty.
I think that's Dippin' Dots, right?
Japanese scientists have found a chemical in strawberries that allows ice cream to hold its shape for half an hour.
No.
Strawberry polyphenols are pretty good at making it harder for lipids, milk fats, to water and water to break up. While the ice cream isn't technically getting warmer, it loses less of its shape and doesn't separate nearly as quickly. So I would be curious to know if you would go get a box of Neapolitan ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And open it up, if you would notice the strawberry ice cream holds its shape longer than the other.
That's Eli Thomas's favorite, so I'll ask.
Strawberry?
No, the Neapolitan.
Oh, the Neapolitan. Yep. He likes all of those together.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting way of educating children. If you want to understand something well, try to explain it simply. If you're trying to teach your kids how to get them to study.
Mm-hmm.
I read a study from a guy here this morning, and he says that he's a college professor. And with his kids, if the kid is struggling with learning school material, it's tough to know how to help. Parents try to offer guidance like make flashcards, listen to some classical music, ask Google, etc. However, they're now saying, in the world in which kids are growing up in, you need to tell them, prepare to teach. So prepare like you were hosting your own YouTube video on a subject, and then learn it that way, and you'll have learned the subject.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was a simplified way.
But I can remember doing that as a kid. We would play teacher, and we would use our school content.
Yep. Education's changed a little since I was at school.
Yes, it has.
I don't know if YouTube would have been a good thing or a bad thing.
Ooh, can only imagine.
We've got to get to a break. Be back with more here on In the Know. Move about 5 million times a year.
Really? It's interesting.
5 million times.
Wow.
But do your ribs move every time you breathe?
Yeah, I guess so.
I would think your lungs are expanding.
Don't you breathe more than 5 million times in a year?
I don't know. I've not counted how many breaths I take a minute.
I mean,
a day.
I mean, the thing about if you're really out of breath. You use up your 5 million much more quickly. I guess you were really paying attention yesterday to the Oscar nominations that were released.
That's all I did.
Yeah, I figured you were just fixated all day. There were some surprises and snubs in the Oscar list. Wonder Woman got snubbed out of the Best Picture category. The Post scored two big nominations. That was kind of a surprise that they got in. Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks were left out. They were both involved in the post, but they did not land in the Best Director and Best Actor categories. The Big Sick was largely ignored. What else? Greta Gerwig landed a Best Director nomination for Lady Bird, and Jordan Peele got directed for Best Director as well for Get Out, which I've heard good things about, although it's kind of weird. he's part of that Key and Peele team, you know, very funny. On their show, he also did an Obama impersonation that was really good. He would do that impression on their show. The Oscars has taken a lot of grief about the lack of female director nominees and the lack of what they call people of color nominees, especially in the big categories. And now you have some people who might be traditional names that might get those nominations that are snubbed, but you see a Greta Gerwig and a Jordan Peele get nominated. So I wonder how much of that is due to the pressure
right.
that the Grammy nominees are feeling to make sure there are women
right.
and people of color in these categories. But you shouldn't be surprised that I am anti-affirmative action, but I am pro-equality.
Absolutely.
See, if you have the talent and the ability, then I don't care your gender or the color of your skin.
Mm-hmm.
But what I don't like is just because we need a person of color or just because we need a female, we're going to allow you into the list of nominees because that alters the credibility of the category.
Mm-hmm. I totally understand. And that's the hard part is I wouldn't want to be either one of those people being nominated right now because I would have to stop and say, did I really make it in? Do you really appreciate my work? Are you just trying to make for sure that you're backing down the wolves who are gnawing on your ankles right now because
right.
you don't put enough females in?
Now, here is where I can endorse this idea in the sense that it would be nice to see more women and more Absolutely. People of color in these nominees legitimately.
Sure.
Not just because you meet that criteria, you check that box. I think a lot of people will tell you that women and people of color have had less access to those opportunities, which then nets less quality product to be considered for a prestigious award.
Right.
So, again, I'm not for anything that restricts access. I believe everyone should have equal access based upon their own merits and their own talents, not because you are a certain thing. Because if it's just because you are a certain thing, then that's no different than what you're speaking out against because that's the way if you're saying that's the way the system has been, just because you are a Caucasian
right.
male, you get to do this. Well, then you don't want to get to do it just because you're a person of color or just because you're a woman.
Right.
So, again, equality. I'm all for it. RoboCop is being rebooted, but it will actually be a sequel to the 1987 film.
Really?
Okay.
I don't think I really cared for the first one. I was not a big RoboCop fan.
No, but we got our mileage out of the name.
We did.
Of the movie.
That's for sure. We really did.
Yes,
we did.
Yes, we really did.
For that, we thank you.
Britney Spears is taking her Las Vegas show on the road. So she had been performing in residency at Planet Hollywood in Vegas. That's coming to an end, but she has signed a deal with someone else in Vegas, but there's a gap in between her ending her residency and then starting somewhere else. So she's going on the road. She'll be in D.C. in July, be outside of Pittsburgh in July, Atlantic City, New York City, and then she's going Europe and all that. So, sorry, you're not going to.
She was the one that we were concerned with the last time she performed on. What show was it we watched?
Was she on the She was on Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve.
Yes, that's what it was.
Was that it?
Yes, and she was struggling. It was like she wanted to do all the things she did at 20, but edging in on 40, it looked awkward. It was more like a Lego man moving.
It happens
you
to
know,
the best
like,
of us.
Yeah, like my joints don't work like they did when I was 20, but I'm still trying to be sexy. And
yeah,
she wasn't executing it well.
Got
she
it.
Struggling.
Also, Simon Shelton Barnes, who played Tinky Winky on the Teletubbies, died at age 52.
Oh.
Yep. Awfully young. Also, the guy who was in the Barney suit.
Yeah.
Barney the dinosaur. He is now a tantric therapist.
A what therapist?
Tantric therapist.
Okay. Okay.
There he is.
Wanted to make sure I heard that right. It's not what I thought he was going to look like.
Nope.
I thought he would look more like Tinky Winky over here.
Clearly, he wasn't the voice. No. This guy wasn't the voice of Barney. No. He was just wearing the suit.
Oh.
And then I thought it was nice yesterday, too. Neil Diamond has tweeted in the last 24 hours that a lot of people who had purchased tickets to his shows and then he had to cancel because he's retiring because of his Parkinson's diagnosis. A lot of those people yesterday started donating the refunded money to Parkinson's research.
That's awesome.
I thought that was a nice gesture as well. Sure, of course, they're older, probably have more disposable income, can make the decision to do that, but I thought that was neat. Neil Diamond getting the Lifetime Achievement Award on the Grammys this Sunday night, as a matter of fact. Got to get to a break. We'll come back and finish it up for the morning here on In the Know from K105 and AM 870 The Moose. Point to ponder for today. Is there any real reason for me to go to Montana?
I think it's beautiful. I don't know.
Maybe to just check it off the list.
Sure.
But here's what makes me a little nervous. Is why I was pondering it.
And Hannah's not there anymore.
One in 674,000 Montanans will meet their death by animal. So I don't want to go to Montana and get eaten by a bear.
Ew.
Montana is the most dangerous state when it comes to deadly animals.
Is it just bears?
No, just it could be coyotes. It
could be Bigfoot.
It could be. Mm. It could be wild buffalo. It could be pachyderms. It could be
anteaters.
Aardvarks.
That could be.
Aardvark.
I'm scared to death, Montanans. Get out of there.
Aardvark is one of the best animal names ever.
Right? How do you score on achievement tests? We could be moving you to Kentucky.
That's right. On TV tonight, you've got Lisa Kudrow on Jimmy Kimmel. Hopefully she'll have a short list of royal names that she's going to be handing out since we handed that mantle to her, right? Ice-T will be on Jimmy Fallon tonight. Okay. Willem Dafoe is on Colbert. And in primetime, The Amazing Race Season 30. Got to put your soul into it. They continue to Saint-Tropez, France, and Provence.
That was good.
France.
Yeah.
Thank you. The NBA guys, they're going to have a better week than they had last week. At one point in time, the NBA team in last week's episode, they were in first place, and they finished in last place. They were in ninth. So they're going to have a U-turn during this episode. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they're not my favorite team. I like them, but they're not my favorite.
Yeah, they're not my favorite. Your favorite is the Big Brother couple, right?
Yes, I really like them.
I hate the competitive eaters. Ugh.
Yeah,
I just don't like
gross.
Competitive eating anyway. And those two are weird.
Yes, they are weird.
I don't like the twins either.
Yeah, not a fan.
I didn't like the goat yoga team.
Well,
goats do yoga.
I didn't. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. It's all the. It's
rage.
All the.
Yeah, I know but, there's fainting goats, but I didn't know there were goats who perform yoga.
They were kind of obnoxious. They were. Yeah. I'm glad they're gone.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I have a favorite yet or not. But they had to carry the roaming gnome around last week.
Well,
the roaming
I do gnome like around. The smart couple.
Oh, yeah, the Yale couple?
Yes.
I like them pretty well.
Like them.
Yeah, I can dig that.
I hope they wear plaid all the time.
And pocket protectors.
Yes.
All right, here's today's highlight in history. This date in 1848, James W. Marshall discovered a gold nugget at Sutter's Mill in Northern California. A discovery that led to the gold rush of 49. In AD 21, Caligula was assassinated by members of the Praetorian Guard. After a reign of nearly 4 years, he was age 28. The Praetorian Guard finally said, somebody's got to do this.
Mm-hmm.
1943, FDR and British Prime Minister Winston Churchill concluded a wartime conference in Casablanca, Morocco. in 1989, confessed serial killer Ted Bundy was executed in Florida's electric chair. We were still executing people by electric chair in 1989.
Wow.
In 1993, retired Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall died in Bethesda, Maryland at age 84. In 2003, former Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge was sworn in as the first Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Birthdays today. Actor Jerry Marin from The Wizard of Oz is 99 today. He was one of the Lollipop Guild.
Ah.
Singer Ray Stevens is 79 today. Neil Diamond is 77. Aaron Neville is 77. Yakov Smirnoff is 67. Mary Lou Retton is 50 today.
Really?
She was in one of the HQ trivia questions last night, I think. The tallest gymnast.
Oh, okay.
It's hard to believe Mary Lou Retton is 50.
Yeah, that's...
It means I'm not far from 50.
Mm-hmm.
Ed Helms is 44 today. The Nard Dog... And Stu in The Hangover.
Oh, okay. I'm not.
But he played Andy Bernard on The Office.
Yes.
Tatiana, which has been on Comedy Central a lot recently, and it's fun to go back and see so those good. Old episodes of The Office.
It's so good.
Tatiana Ali is 39 today, and Misha Barton is 32. Gone but not forgotten. Who must you know about? Ernest Borgnine in 17. That's 1917, not 2017.
Gotcha.
Oral Roberts in 1918, Sharon Tate in 1943, Warren Zevon in 1947, and John Belushi in 1949. Chart toppers.
Please, make it a good one.
I don't control the chart toppers. I just select from them. 1954 was the year. Everybody loves Eddie Fisher, Oh My Papa.
Do they?
Yeah.
I'm not so for sure they do.
It's a universal truth. My papa, to me he was so good. I just saw Mitch McConnell with a sweater vest on.
What?
Have you ever seen that before?
I thought he was, like, his suit was sewn to him.
I've never seen him
it
without
was
a
his
tie.
Skin now.
I thought he had suits and ties. And mud bog clothes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought that's all he had. That's right. 1963. Supposed to tell him.
I did, so I don't know why we're still playing the song. I just sent a text. I told him.
What'd you tell him?
You don't want to know.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. 72.
My anniversary is Saturday. It's a week for mushy stuff.
Well, happy Annie.
Yeah. What's 22 years with the gift? You all do the traditional gifts.
I hope
it's worse. I just gave him the gift.
Nylon.
Oh, sure. He'd be so cute in some bell bottoms.
All of it.
All of it.
I really wish we could tell that joke.
Someday we will.
It'll be his last show.
That'll be my party shot, the sign off. Yeah.
1981, Blondie, number one with The Tide Is High.
The tide is high, but I'm holding on. I'm gonna be your number one. I'm not the kind of girl who gives up just like that. Oh, no.
What's the best Blondie song? Call Me, Tide Is High, or Rapture?
No, Rapture. Rapture's the one we loved when we were little.
Rapture. Yeah, because it was so different. Like, is she talking?
Yes, and things ate your head.
Have Freddy. And eating cars and going to Mars.
Rip
1989.
Clint Black.
Back when country music was really country music.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's down the street. It's not really me. I still comb my hair the same.
I bet you don't now.
Yeah.
I bet you don't, Clint Black.
Yeah, probably not.
It's like me looking at a hairdryer. What's that thing for?
That's a waste of money.
99.
That something wasn't right. Oh, baby, I shouldn't have let you go.
Oh, by the way, have you heard the latest on these people out that were had their kids chained to the radiator?
Yes, that's terrible.
Well, and so the mother thought that she was more qualified than Kate because she had more than 8 kids. Like, she was fascinated with Kate plus 8. She said, oh, I have 13. We would be better at that show. Crazy. A year ago today, we all were putting our pinky rings up to the moon. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Anything before we go, ladies?
I don't think so.
All right. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. It is far more impressive when others discover your good qualities without your help. It is far more impressive when others discover your good qualities without your help. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of our show. For Misty Thomas, for Beej, I'm MB, and now you're in the know.